in Bellingham, where a whole school was, that hundreds of children were killed.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
There's Do you remember that day? Yeah. Tell me all about it.
I don't remember the actual day, but I remember the child. I was a bit younger then. I was about 5, 6. And the children, there was a whole load of children and teachers killed where the school was bombed.
Do you remember a term called Bomb Alley? This is where the German planes would come over to into London to bomb them, and on their way back over Kent, they would drop their bombs.
I've heard of it, but not to that extent. But, I mean, I went to Hazeltine School. And
which is still there.
It's still there. And, I think, actually, if you go down there now, you could still see the bullet holes in the wall. Because when we were in the playground one day and these planes came over, and we all had to lay flat on the ground because they were firing at the school.
And you remember that?
And we ran out of the playground. And we lived in Madding Road then, which joins the school. And then we moved back to Hazel Grove then, to my grandparents, because we had to get out of the house because it was badly damaged by bombs. And we legged it up the road and we was diving in people's gardens to get home, you know. But, yeah, they bullet holes were all on the bottom of the school.
I'll go and have a look.
So you could still see them, I think. I think somebody said to me, because some of the children go to the school, you know. And I'm sure I heard a child say that they've seen these bullet holes. Whether they are still there, I don't know. I've never gone in there to have a look.
I'll go and find out for you.
You know.
Maybe we'll go together.
Yeah, it would be reminiscence. Because I went there. No, Freddie.
That's Freddie the dog. Now, so after the war, how old was you when the war ended?
1946. Oh, it was a bit 10, yeah.
Okay. Was it a great time of celebration in Sydney?
It was. You know, you had all the old street parties out and no flags and everybody was out there and all the kids were sitting down. And
what, when you say outside, do you mean out here in the estate?
No, I wasn't living on here then.
Right, sorry.
I was living in Hazel Grove then.
Okay.
You know, and everybody then. Because everybody knew everybody then. And
Do you feel that's changed now?
Yes, it has. I mean, you don't get many people... Well, you don't go in and out people's houses like you used to.
Do you remember Dick across the road? Because he's just died and he lived here. How long did he live here for?
Dick was here when I came. And because his children used to play with mine.
Right.
So, Dick was been here about 3 or 4 years before I got here.
Okay.
So he must have been on the estate about 55 years, I should think, Dick. Because I've been here 50 years next April.
We'll have to have a party for
you. So, you know. 1962, Easter, I moved in here, 1962.
Okay.
My youngest son, that's the one up on the wall there, getting his blood donation. He was 10 months old when I moved in here, and he's just celebrated his 50th in June. So,
okay.
You know.
So how has the area changed?
Terrible. As I say, a lot of the shops have gone. I mean, you had Sainsbury's, you had Home and Colonials, you had Home and Colonials was a shop you could walk past in. What was it? Fresh coffee, you could get it, you know, you could smell it.
What do you feel about the, like, you know, the children have with manners and the way people are with each other? Because people are quite impolite to people. Do you think that has changed? Do you feel that?
Definitely has. When we were children, you daren't be cheeky to another adult. And the local bobby, you only had to see him, you'd run for your bloody life. And now the kids, they stand and toe them, don't they?
Yeah.
Toe to toe with them. I don't think the kids have got the manners like that we had.
Yeah.
I mean, you go on a bus, how many children stand up and give an elderly person a seat? Not many.
No.
We were made to stand up.
That's right, I was made to stand up. Yeah, and I made my children stand up.
I made all mine stand up as well. Yeah. They didn't have to be arsed.
No.
They just got up. But now, you could stand all the way from here to Catford. And
have you done that?
Yes, I have. And they wouldn't give you a seat. And I wouldn't ask a child to get up because you'd only get a mouthful of abuse anyway. Not only from them, but for their mother.
Why do you think this has happened?
I don't know. I really don't know. I really don't. It's just, I suppose, it's a generation and that's it. They won't take no for an answer.
What would you like to see in the area again?
People being friendly as they used to be. You know, I mean,
Do you get on with your neighbours, Jane?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Because I must admit,
I don't go in and out their house. No.